Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The Miracle Equation by Hal Elrod. First published in 2019, this hands-on guide offers profound insights into achieving your dreams and living your best life through the disciplined pursuit of two principles: unwavering commitment and extraordinary effort. In this compelling read, Elrod, a distinguished motivational speaker and author, draws on the experiences of both historical and contemporary miracle makers to show that the secret to outstanding success lies in consistency and rigorous effort. The book is packed with practical advice, tackling topics such as overcoming emotional pain and prioritizing goals. It's an essential tool for anyone ready to leave the past behind and step into a more successful future. Hal Elrod, a life coach who has survived a near-fatal car crash and battled a rare form of cancer, brings a unique perspective to the concept of miracles. With his life's challenges and triumphs, he inspires millions worldwide to conquer their challenges and realize their utmost potential. His previous work includes the best-selling The Miracle Morning. The Miracle Equation is perfect for self-starters seeking motivation, individuals weary from work looking for a new challenge, and goal-setters who feel overwhelmed by their aspirations. Join us to find out how unwavering faith and exceptional effort can transform your life into a series of miracles. The Miracle Equation: the two decisions that move your biggest goals from possible to probable to inevitable. Introduction: a blueprint for achieving your personal miracles. Investing time in self-improvement is undoubtedly valuable, yielding a sense of well-being and inner strength. Yet Hal Elrod challenges this notion, suggesting it's not enough to merely focus on being your best self. Without tangible achievements, something is amiss. Imagine being incredibly fit, well-read, and at peace, yet finding that your real-world accomplishments don't match this personal growth. The real question arises: what's the point if your lifestyle doesn't reflect these advancements? The ultimate motivator often isn't just about the journey. It's about hitting specific, meaningful targets. While self-contentment is crucial, it becomes truly rewarding when it fuels success in all areas of life: financial stability, fulfilling relationships, and a career that sparks joy. Without addressing these broader aspects, even the best habits can become unsustainable. The alternative proposed involves taking all that energy geared toward personal development and channeling it toward a larger, more profound mission. This sense of purpose isn't just motivational fluff. It's essential for integrating smaller self-improvement habits into a larger framework of personal success and satisfaction. In this narrative, you'll explore fascinating insights, including lessons on self-belief inspired by The Matrix, strategies to achieve emotional invulnerability, and understanding how our own brains can sometimes be our biggest barriers. By contextualizing our limitations and harnessing our full potential, we unlock the pathway to not just achieving, but exceeding our own expectations. Part 1: Understanding the Dual Nature of Miracles. Imagine a scenario where an ordinary day at work for jeweler Donnie Register turns life-threatening as a robbery attempt escalates, leaving him with a gun pointed at his head. As the trigger is pulled, Donnie instinctively raises his hands, and miraculously, his gold wedding band deflects the bullet, saving his life. This event typifies what many would call a miracle, a sudden, inexplicable turn of fate seemingly delivered from the divine. Yet it's precisely these types of miracles that stir skepticism. Doubters argue that such instances are not only rare but also entirely out of human control. If we could simply summon such miracles, life's most desired outcomes, be it wealth or well-being, would be effortlessly within reach. Author Hal Elrod, initially a skeptic himself, distinguishes between this type of miracle and another, more attainable kind. He points out that rational skepticism often slides into cynicism, a state where opportunities and potentialities are unnecessarily limited by disbelief. This perspective can prevent individuals from recognizing the type of miracles that are within their grasp, the ones they can actively influence. Rather than attributing high achievement to blind luck, it's more productive to view successful individuals as architects of their own fortune. These are the miracle mavens, derived from the Hebrew word mabhin, meaning one who knows. Such individuals don't rely on passive, fortuitous miracles. Instead, they forge their path, crafting their realities through deliberate and persistent effort. Historically, luminary figures like President John F. Kennedy, who spearheaded the ambitious mission to the moon, and Martin Luther King Jr., who profoundly influenced America's civil rights landscape, exemplify this active pursuit of miracles. They didn't merely hope for change, they acted to make it a reality. This understanding shifts the concept of miracles from a passive hope to an active strategy, from waiting for external salvation to foster internal revolutions. This perspective invites us to step into the realm of creating our own miracles, molding our destinies through informed actions and relentless pursuit. Part 2: Unveiling the Miracle Equation in Early Adulthood. In the formative years of his 20s, Hal Elrod found himself thrust into the competitive world of sales at Cutco, a renowned kitchenware brand. At this stage in his life, Elrod was not particularly extraordinary, but he was starting to make waves due to his success in what were termed push periods, intense 14-day sales challenges at Cutco. In the early months of 2001, Elrod had astoundingly racked up $20,000 in sales during two consecutive push periods, and was tantalizingly close to setting a new all-time sales record for the company. To achieve this, he needed to equal his previous sales in the upcoming, albeit shorter, 10-day contest. This daunting challenge meant averaging sales of $2,000 per day, a feat he had never before accomplished. The night before this critical sales period began, Elrod was plagued with doubt, contemplating giving up on the challenge altogether. It was during this moment of uncertainty that he recalled a powerful insight from business philosopher Jim Rohn. The true value of a goal lies not in its attainment, but in the person you become by striving to achieve it. This revelation led Elrod to formulate what he would later call the miracle equation, a two-part strategy involving unwavering faith in his ability to meet his goal and the commitment to exert extraordinary effort to make it happen. As the contest neared its end, Elrod had managed sales totaling $17,024, with just two appointments remaining. The odds of garnering the necessary additional $3,000 appeared slim, especially after arriving to find his first client unexpectedly absent. Undeterred, and reaffirming his dedication to his miracle equation, Elrod proceeded to his final appointment. What ensued was nothing short of what Elrod would describe as a miracle. The intended client had forgotten their meeting, but fate intervened in the form of her Swedish sister-in-law who was visiting. She was unexpectedly the perfect customer. After hearing Elrod's pitch, she remarked on the serendipity of their meeting. She and her husband were in search of a new knife set, and also needed a gift for her cooking enthusiast brother. She purchased not one but two of Cutco's premium sets, propelling Elrod past his $20,000 goal. As he drove home, Elrod reflected on the profound impact of the miracle equation. He had not only achieved an extraordinary sales milestone, but also unlocked a transformative approach to achieving success and leading a remarkable life, a methodology he was eager to share. Part 3: Choosing to Believe, the Power of Unwavering Faith. Consider the story of Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, whose manuscripts were rejected 27 times before he became a monumental success in children's literature. Or think of Elvis Presley, initially dismissed by music executives, urged to stick to truck driving, advice he fortunately ignored. These stories underline a common trait among those who achieve great things: unwavering faith, a steadfast belief in their own capabilities, even in the face of severe doubt and rejection. But how does one cultivate such resilient faith? It's akin to taking a leap of faith, which involves a dual challenge. Firstly, this leap is necessary because logical reasoning and evident proof seldom light the entire path to your goals. Secondly, this kind of faith isn't innate. It must be consciously chosen during decisive moments. To illustrate, recall the first Matrix film, where Morpheus believes in Neo's exceptional abilities, even when Neo himself does not. It's only when Neo decides to trust in Morpheus's belief that he starts to tap into his profound potential. Similarly, when you choose to believe in your unique capabilities and worth, you unlock your true potential. There are additional sources from where one can draw this powerful faith. Spirituality or religion often provides the strength necessary to overcome daunting obstacles. Take, for instance, the story of Rista Ratemo, a young Kenyan girl facing blindness. Despite cultural taboos against organ transplants in her country, her faith in a higher power emboldened her to travel alone to the U.S. for a life-changing corneal transplant. Mentorship is another potent source of faith. Before Hal Elrod formulated his miracle equation, he grappled with self-doubt. However, his mentor at Cutco, Jesse Levine, consistently believed in Elrod's potential. Initially skeptical of Jesse's confidence in him, Elrod gradually began to absorb this belief, eventually embracing the notion that he was indeed capable of remarkable achievements. Both spirituality and mentorship do not just offer comfort, they actively foster a deep, unwavering belief in our own abilities. By drawing on these sources, and by making the conscious choice to maintain faith in ourselves, we empower ourselves to pursue and attain miracles in our lives. Part 4, Breaking Free from the Shackles of Limitations. As you gear up to apply the miracle equation to your life, it's crucial to first address some psychological barriers that might hinder your journey, specifically those related to limitations, both biological and social. Reflect on your childhood aspirations. Perhaps you dreamed of being a renowned ballerina or a celebrated baseball player. At that age, the world seems vast with possibilities. Yet as we mature, we often find our dreams narrowed by self-doubt and societal constraints. Part of this constriction can be attributed to our brain's basic design, which hasn't changed significantly since the days of our ancestors. Originally, this setup helped early humans detect and avoid immediate threats, like predators. Unfortunately, our modern brains often fail to distinguish between real danger, such as a wild animal, and metaphorical challenges like relocating for a new job. This misinterpretation can lead us to avoid taking beneficial risks out of proportionate fear. Societal influences also play a considerable role in shaping our perceptions of what's achievable. Throughout our lives, we're bombarded with messages that set boundaries on our potential. We often internalize beliefs about what is realistic, which can lead us to compromise on our aspirations. However, historical feats demonstrate that presumed limits are often just widely accepted misconceptions. For instance, experts insisted no human could run a mile in less than 4 minutes, until Roger Bannister proved them wrong in 1954. His milestone was soon surpassed by John Landy, reaffirming that boundaries often exist to be broken. So how do we liberate ourselves from these mental and societal constraints? The key lies in defining ourselves on our own terms rather than through the lens of external labels or diagnoses. For example, the author has been diagnosed with ADHD, a condition that could easily be viewed as limiting. Instead of succumbing to this label, he chooses to see it as a unique trait that, while occasionally challenging, can also enhance his creativity by enabling him to juggle diverse ideas effectively. Ultimately, transcending these limitations means actively choosing not to let them define or constrain us. It involves reimagining our potential and embracing a broader vision of what we can achieve, enabling us to pursue our dreams with fewer self-imposed restrictions and a more expansive mindset. Part 5, Mastering Emotional Resilience with the 5-Minute Rule. Hal Elrod encountered what could have been a life-ending event at the age of 20 when a drunk driver hit his car head-on at 70 miles an hour, followed by a second devastating blow from another vehicle. This horrific accident resulted in multiple severe injuries, leaving Elrod comatose and with a heart that had ceased beating for 6 minutes. When he eventually emerged from the coma, doctors grimly advised that walking might never again be part of his life and anticipated that he would spiral into depression. Contrary to their expectations, Elrod responded with surprising positivity. He laughed, made jokes, and maintained a buoyant spirit. His behavior initially baffled the medical team, who suspected he might be in denial about his traumatic situation. It was upon a conversation initiated by concerned doctors with his parents that Elrod shared the philosophy guiding his response. The 5-minute rule, an approach he'd learned from his mentor at Cutco, Jesse Levine. The essence of the 5-minute rule is simple yet profound. It's completely fine to feel upset over life's curveballs, but limit the brooding to just 5 minutes. Set a timer, express your emotions, be it through tears, shouts, or other forms of release, and when the timer goes off, verbally acknowledge, can't change it, and refocus your energy. This practice is rooted in the understanding that emotional distress is not inherently caused by external situations, which are often beyond our control, but by our reactions to them. Dwelling on these events can trap us in a cycle of unchangeable past occurrences. For Elrod, adhering to this rule was crucial. It allowed him to pivot from dwelling on his incapacitating injuries to concentrating on recovery. Remarkably, with time and immense effort, he regained the ability to walk, defying medical predictions. Engaging with the 5-minute rule does require habituation. Elrod himself started by applying it to everyday professional setbacks like last-minute client cancellations. The practice is universally applicable, whether it's managing the irritation from receiving an impolite email or dealing with more substantial life disruptions. By allowing yourself a contained period for emotional expression, followed by a conscious move to acceptance, you cultivate the resilience needed to face life's ongoing challenges without being ensnared by what cannot be changed. This not only enhances emotional peace, but also preserves energy for actionable responses to life's obstacles. Part 6, clarifying your mission to streamline your focus. Having understood how to navigate our brain's primitive constraints and fortify our emotional resilience, it's crucial to shift our focus towards effectively setting and achieving goals. It's common to juggle multiple aspirations simultaneously: health, family, finances, career, relationships. But spreading ourselves too thin across these fronts often results in minimal progress in any area. This lack of focus not only leads to modest achievements, but also breeds frustration and the temptation to abandon our efforts altogether. The truth is, if you try to advance multiple goals at once, you'll likely find yourself overwhelmed and underachieving. Research from Stanford University in 2009 supports this, indicating that multitasking can overload our brains, reduce our efficiency, and impair our ability to filter out irrelevant information. To combat this, it's essential to define a mission, a singular overriding objective that all your efforts will support. Consider the example of Olympic athletes. These competitors don't aim to excel in multiple sports, but focus fervently on one. Their training, whether it pertains to stamina, technique, or diet, is all tailored towards achieving peak performance in their specific event with the aim of clinching gold. To identify your personal mission, start by listing all your goals for the upcoming 6 months. Next, scrutinize this list to determine which goal, if achieved, would equip you with the skills and attributes necessary to accomplish your broader life ambitions. For instance, you might realize that the discipline required to train for a marathon could also enhance your performance in your professional life or personal relationships. Once you pinpoint this cornerstone goal, devote your resources and energies to it. Don't be daunted if it seems ambitious. Missions are meant to challenge and stretch our capabilities. In the upcoming steps, we'll explore strategies to bolster your pursuit, ensuring you remain supported as you advance towards your chosen objective. This focused approach not only simplifies your path, but maximizes your potential for profound and impactful success. Part 7. Enhancing your mission's success with strategic monthly goals and a supportive environment. Transforming your mission from a mere possibility to a probable success hinges on maintaining engagement and commitment. To facilitate this, implementing supportive strategies right from the outset is crucial. Let's delve into these practical approaches that promise to keep you on track. Consider the typical life cycle of a New Year's resolution. With a whole year ahead, it's easy to fall into complacency. The thought, "I have plenty of time," often leads to postponed initiatives and waning momentum. This is where the strategy of setting shorter, monthly goals comes into play. By condensing your time frame, you not only heighten a sense of urgency, but also prevent the drift of focus that often accompanies longer timelines. Here's how to effectively utilize monthly goals. Instead of setting a daunting annual target, break it down into manageable, monthly objectives that collectively build towards your ultimate mission. This approach not only makes large tasks more digestible, but also embeds a continuous drive and reduces the temptation to procrastinate. For example, drafting a business plan in 4 weeks feels more achievable and immediate than the vague goal of starting a business. The next step towards effectively fulfilling your mission involves engineering your environment to support your goals. This method is about strategically removing obstacles that might deter you from your objectives. For instance, if your goal is to lose weight, a simple yet effective tactic would be ensuring your kitchen is free from junk food. Similarly, aspiring to meditate each morning can be facilitated by not keeping your smartphone, a major distraction, by your bedside. Alternatively, if gym sessions post-work are part of your plan, consider keeping your workout gear in your car or wearing it from the office. This removes barriers and excuses, making it easier to commit to your fitness goals. Such environmental tweaks are vital, as each day presents a new opportunity to advance towards your goals. Without these daily contributions, achieving your targets becomes increasingly challenging. By setting realistic monthly goals and creating an environment that aligns with your aspirations, you are effectively building a robust framework that supports the successful completion of your mission. Part 8. Consistency and commitment. The true drivers of extraordinary effort. As we near the conclusion of our exploration into achieving personal miracles, let's focus on a crucial component of the miracle equation: extraordinary effort. It's essential to dispel any misconceptions that this involves monumental heroic actions. Rather, the essence of extraordinary effort lies in the consistent execution of manageable tasks. The journey begins with determining your process. This involves identifying the specific actions that, when repeated diligently, will propel you towards realizing your mission. This concept was vividly illustrated by Hal Elrod during his time at Cutco. When he aimed to hit a sales target of $20,000, he didn't seek out complex or innovative strategies. Instead, he consulted peers who had successfully achieved this goal, learning that their success was rooted in the mundane yet crucial practice of consistent effort, making a set number of calls at the same time each day. This principle holds true across various endeavors, whether you're writing a book or working towards better health. For instance, Elrod managed to write The Miracle Equation by committing to a daily word count of 1,000 words. The task of writing a book, when broken down into such daily goals, becomes dramatically less daunting. To effectively implement this in your life, start by researching effective practices, either through online resources or consulting knowledgeable individuals. Sometimes, a simple internet search or a look at best-selling books on your topic can reveal valuable strategies. Directly reaching out to those who have already succeeded can provide you with practical and proven advice. Once you have a clear understanding of the necessary steps, Integrate them into your daily schedule. We all have aspirations like reading more books or hitting the gym regularly, but without a dedicated slot in our calendars, these goals often remain unmet. Address this by explicitly blocking out time for activities that advance your mission. In today's busy world, consider leveraging technology and services to streamline other areas of your life. For example, using online grocery delivery services can save precious time that could be better spent pursuing your goals. By establishing a predetermined, repeatable process and diligently scheduling time to engage in these activities, you set the stage for sustained, extraordinary effort. Remember, the path to achieving your miracles isn't about grand gestures, but about the regular, committed actions you take every day. Final summary. Miracles are not solely the grand events that defy explanation. Beyond these rare phenomena, there exists a category of miracles that are very much within our control, those that involve turning our dreams into reality. The formula for creating such everyday miracles lies in the miracle equation, which asserts that unwavering faith combined with extraordinary effort leads to miraculous outcomes. This equation serves as a blueprint for transcending our innate cognitive boundaries and fully leveraging our individual talents. By conscientiously applying ourselves and maintaining a staunch belief in our potential, we can effectively manifest our deepest desires and ambitions. This approach redefines miracles as not just sporadic, mystical occurrences, but as achievable results of dedicated, purposeful action. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.